today we are going to go over the purpose of the mitzvah of Bikur Chol, at least the purpose according to the rabbis, according to Chazal, according to the Talmud. What is the reason for, what's the goal? Obviously, as chaplains, you know, we have a lot to say about this. But what did our rabbis say in ancient times was the goal of the visit when one is visiting patients? So I want to share with you some sources on the topic, and then also look forward to discussing from our experience what that is. Here are some of the classic sources, some of the most important sources on that topic of the purpose of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So a lot of it comes from different parts of a Gemara in Nedarim, Maseches Nedarim, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, page 40a. So here's one. There's two pieces really there that we're going to look at. The first one says, the Gemara says as follows, Lo kach haya maisa. Wasn't it true that there was a famous story, a very important incident that occurred? B'talmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva, shechala. One of Rabbi Akiva's students got sick. Lo nichnasu chachamim levakro, but no rabbis went to visit this person while he was sick. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, but Rabbi Akiva said, I'm going to go visit this patient. Ubishvushi kibdu v'ribsu lefanav chaya. And since he cleaned the room and sprinkled the floor was, you know, they had dirt floors at the time, so that one of the practices of cleaning the room, excuse me, was to like sprinkle drops of water on the floor to reduce the amount of dust in the air and to kind of help clean the environment. So Rabbi Akiva did that. And since he did that, the patient lived. He was a deathly ill patient, and he lived. Amrle Rebbe. So he said, Rebbe, hechaitani, you saved my life. Yatzer Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was so moved by that experience of visiting this patient who no one else had visited, and cleaning up the room a little bit and helping him. He was so moved that he left Vidarash, and he taught in public, Kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim, anyone who doesn't visit the sick, Ke'ilu shofich damim. It's as if they shed blood by not visiting the sick. Ki asa Ravidimi Amar. Ravidimi came and he said, kol mevakar esachola gorim lo shiyichya. And if you visit the sick, you cause them to live. Not just that you cause them to die if you don't visit, but by visiting them, you save their life. V'chol she'inu mevakar esachola gorim lo shiyamos. And if you don't visit them, you cause them to die. But then the Gemara asks, What do you mean? You really kill them? Can you really say that? That's quite a thing to say. You kill someone by not visiting them? Maybe it means that if you visit the patient, you will pray for them that they will live. And then if you don't visit, you're actually going to pray for them to die? But no. Could it really mean that you're praying for them to die? Ella, what he means to say is, if you don't visit the patient, you're not going to pray for them, and therefore, not even that they will live, and therefore, they might not live, and it's as if you caused them to die because you didn't pray for them to live. So that's what the Talmud says. And the Ramban, Nachmanides, in his comments on that piece of the Talmud, in Sharei Mechush, says as follows. He writes, Vishma'in and Mihacha, from this story we learn, the purpose of Bikur Cholim is to clean the room, to organize the person's room. And he expands on that. What does that mean? And to do all the needs, to like check, maybe they need their pillow fluffed or their blanket washed, or, you know, there's certain needs they need, like get their medicine for them or shop or clean the house or bring them food or make phone calls on their behalf. Whatever, it's physical needs that they might have. That's the goal of visiting the sick. But then he adds that, v'yamatzeh nachas ruach im chaverav. But then there's also a sense of like camaraderie that they find with the visit, right? Rabbi Akiva came, it also strengthened the person's spirits. And in addition to that, we saw that the Gemara ended with talking about the importance of prayer, v'od k'desh yechavin daito l'rachmim v'yavakesh alav. And also that you will pray for the person. So it's number one, their physical needs. Number two, emotional needs. Number three, spiritual needs, according to the Ramban, as he says it there. Actually, last time I mentioned that source that the Gemara had said that when Yisro says, "Vodat lemes aderech sheyechuba," Yisro told Moshe, "This is the way you should teach them, the way that they should go." That the Gemara says, "Yelchu," that they should go. We learn from there, Bikur Cholim. So the rabbi said, why is going teaching us Bikur Cholim? Just to go? And so the Marsha says, yeah, halichasu sham belechud blishu maisa, just showing up. Just that, just being there, is fulfills the mitzvah and it's important to just show up. But there are some, I saw the Tochachas Musar Sefer says, no, this is why Yelchu implies Bikur Cholim, because it, the whole point is like walk around and helping and like running around doing errands. So that's one perspective on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Interestingly, I think it's fascinating that the Shita Mikubetzas, he really gives some examples. His commentary on the Gemara, he says, Bishvushi kibed v'ribis l'fanav. What does that mean? Ki ra Rabbi Kiva sheha makom me'ufash. Rabbi Kiva saw the place was dirty and unkept. V'haya makom me'kulkal. It was just an unkept place. Mazik l'chola v'tziva lifnos ha'makom. He commanded them to clean up the area. Hahu v'lechavdo v'rabso v'nizdakech aviro. To clear out the air, so to speak. V'alkein nisrapecho. That's why it was cleared. That's the Ritz. And then he goes on and he says, Mikan shekola holich levakas achola yored la'ayin binyani mitaso. You should go and check, like, how is their bed? Is their bed comfortable? Binyani hamakom, and is the space pleasant? Asher hu bam harayasli. That's what it seems like to me. So that's fascinating. And the Aruch HaShulchan, just go scroll down here. The Aruch HaShulchan says there in Siman Shin Lamed Hey Siv Gimel, that the Iker Mitzvah Speaker Cholim Hu La'ayin Mitzarche Acholu La'asosto Ma Shetzarich. The main goal of visiting the sick is to see what their physical needs are. In fact, that's why some say that the proper translation of the word Bikur is not visiting, but checking into. Bikur Tiyad. When the Gemara says that a korban, a sacrifice, needed to be checked into, we need to be checked. That's what Bikur Cholim is checking how the person's doing. Actually, one of the questions is, did Rabbi Kiva clean the room himself? Or was it others that visited? And you see here that the She'iltos quotes it, has it, words it differently. And he writes, Lo ka chaya maisa betalmida shir Rabbi Kiva v'shachala v'neta lamos v'nechas Rabbi Kiva v'akro kivan shira pundako. It was when the innkeeper saw that Rabbi Kiva came, Amras chashu kulihai. Wow, this person must be really important. La'alter achimas le'chamin v'terachtebe. Immediately he warmed up hot foods and worked for him to help him. V'chi hadar v'as Rabbi Kiva chazya de'ifpach. And then Rabbi Kiva saw, oh, now they cleaned up the room. But the point was that by visiting, he encouraged others, which is why sometimes we say it's important to visit people in the hospital just because the staff will see that they have someone who cares about them, and therefore maybe they'll, you know, put more attention onto that individual. What we see from here is that one aspect of visiting the sick is literally trying to save their lives. It's to make a real impact on their care. But it actually brings up an interesting question that some of the Mefarshim ask, which is, well, if that was the goal, it's one thing in ancient times. You know, we're talking about a person who's sick, who's just kind of like sick in bed at home alone, and no one's going to visit them. And the place is dirty. There's no one taking care of them. But does that still apply today? Look what the preacher says here on the Shulchan Aruch. Says, "V'tam akibud v'aributz lechora hayanir d'davka b'yamehen." It was in those times. Shai Yoshim al aritz. They were sitting literally on the floor. V'avak haya ola v'mazik lechola, and the dust was difficult for them. But he says, "Umihu efshar lomar gam bezmaninu." Maybe it's also impossible nowadays. In general, people do like a clean space. It is helpful for a person to be in an organized, clean space. And also, there's like a sort of a ruach ra that's in a dirty place. And you have to, especially when someone's sick, we need to worry about how clean their space is. But there are some of the modern Mefarshim, some of the modern commentaries who said, like, that maybe in a modern hospital, this doesn't really apply, because there are people who it's their job to clean the room, and there's, you know, there's nurses checking after them. So the Tzitz Eliezer, for example, at Shari Tzedek, a few years ago, said, "Ulefize de ikur mitzvah speaker cholim hu kedei la'ayim etzarech echole la'asos l'ma shetzarech, chashavti makom lilmod ha'heter liftor milavaker b'makom shebetuchim shenase al yidei acherim kol ma she'achol etzarech." Maybe nowadays, we don't have to visit the sick if we know that there's someone watching after them. And that's what a number of Mefarshim say. In fact, the Divrei Sofrim, even more recent, says, for sure in the hospital, but even not necessarily at home, maybe there's no purpose. Maybe it's even going to be difficult for the patient if too many people come to visit them. Unless you know that you're going to help them. So why do we still say it's important to visit the sick? And like, at least what do the sources say? So I found two sources that I think still say, even if there are people looking after the cleanliness of the space, there is still a value today. One I saw in the Maharal, Chedusha Gadus, there on the Darim, he says, even if you have many people taking care of the patient, maybe you're the one, though, that will cause the unique support for that patient. If you don't do it, you never know. Every person who comes and visits that patient notices something different and might support them or advocate them for them in a different way. And so it's still important, even if there are nurses. And we hear this all the time, that family members or visitors will say, I was here and I noticed that the nurse forgot that medication, or that was over, something was overlooked, or there's things that had happened and get overlooked. And by having an extra pair of eyes at the bedside often can be beneficial. And in fact, Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes here in Shut Yechaveh Das, Chelik Zion, Kufayin Gimel, he says, even if the person is in the hospital, it's, they should be getting good care, but with food and medicines, teshua berov yoatz, the salvation comes from multiple people, kishemisanyen beprate amachla varfuit, and when people are looking into the patient situation, v'im ach yira eze haznacha kosher, and they see something kosher, something missing, lifamim adavar yitukan benakal yadei ha'ara lehanhalas beisachom, you can just simply point it out to the nurse or someone like that. So there is still that value in visiting the sick for the sake of their physical needs. But it goes further. So that's number one. That's the physical needs. And what we're arguing is that it's an important value. It's still, of course, necessary. But it might be less so than ancient times, but it's still necessary. But we saw that the Gemara said it's not just physical needs. It's their spiritual needs, right? And there's an obligation to pray for the patients when they're in hospital. And in fact, that same Gemara, not only did that Gemara that we just read say that you by visiting the sick, you pray for them and that helps them, but then it goes on to say as follows. This is continuing in the Gemara in Nedarim there, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Shisha. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rav Shisha, sorry, lost the place here. Amar Rav Shisha, Bereder of Idi, Lo Lisod Inish Ktsira, Lo Betlas Shai Kadmaisav, Lo Betlas Shai Bat Sreis Adyoma. A person should not visit the sick in the first 3 hours of the day, nor in the last 3 hours of the day. Now, the Rambam, who tries to be, rationalistic about everything, quotes this and he says it's because, the doctors are busy with the patient at those hours, things like that, you don't want to get in the way. But the Gemara itself says, why? Ki Heichi De Lo Lisach Daitim In Rachme, because we don't want you to not pray. In the first hours of the day, the person might be doing better, and so they look good, and so you might not pray for them. Basraisa, in the end of the day, takif chulshe, they're sicker, so you might give up on praying for them. But the point is, the reasons for the hours of visits, according to this Gemara, are for the sake of encouraging us to pray. There's actually an interesting discussion on, can you visit a patient by phone? And the one concern the rabbis had was, maybe if you don't see them, you won't be encouraged to pray properly if they're not in front of you. And the Ramban, as we saw before in the Torah Sa'adim, quotes this Gemara, and he says, "V'shemina mihalcha de bikra cholim kadei sheyichav de rabsu lefanav yasu lo tzrachim nitzichim lo." As we read before, right? V'yimatzi nachas ruchim avrei. I'm just pointing this out again because I'm going to show you something interesting here. V'od kadei sheyichav in daito the rachmin yivakish alav. And also, side point, as like v'od, it's also important to pray. But since it's part of the mitzvah, if you don't pray for the person, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And actually, some people get all nervous about this and say, how do you have to fulfill the mitzvah? What prayer do you have to say? Is just saying like refuah shalema considered enough of a prayer? But the point is, the Ramban is saying that it is one part of these three part of visiting the sick is to pray for them, but it's like the last point, but it is essential. However, the Torah of Mincha, which was a 14th century Spanish Rishon, says it's actually ikur habikur hu atfila. The main point of the visit is the prayer. V'im ein adam ispala al achola b'kavana gemora. And when you visit a patient, don't pray for them with full kavana, ein lo levaku. Why do you even visit? Which is quite a statement to make. But what I want to point out here is that when the tour codifies the halacha of visiting the sick, the tour flips the order. So we saw that the Ramban said the main thing is to clean their room and do all their needs. Hatzrachim nitzrachim lo. And then also, the ode to pray for them. But when the Torah quotes this, the Torah codifies it, says as follows: Umitzvah gedola hi levaker shemitoch kach yevakesh alav rachamim. The reason it's a big mitzvah to visit the sick is because you'll pray for the person. V'nimsa ke'ilu mechayoso, and that's like saving their life. V'gami toch shi'ra'ehu me'ayin be'inyano im yitzarech l'shum davar. And as a side point, v'gam, side point, also you can look into what their needs are. So it's switched. It was that the main thing was to do their physical needs, and side point, their spiritual needs. But by the time the Torah says, no, the main thing is to pray for them, and also you could daven for them. The Tzitz Eliezer points this out. He says, you know, he says, HaReisha Tur Sam Et HaDegash. The Torah puts the emphasis, HaIkari, the essential emphasis, Kedei Shevak Shalav Rachmim. U'Kishniya Lekach Kosev Shehu Gam Kedei Shemitoch Shereihu Me'ayin Bin Yonav. And the second point is to help them. It's funny, like, and then the Ramah, you know, points out here, the Ramah codifies this again. He says, V'Kol Shebikar V'Lobikar Shalav Rachmim Lokim HaMitzvah. If you don't pray for the patient when you visit them, it's as if you did not fulfill the mitzvah. And I remember when I was in CPE, I remember having a discussion with my Jewish CPE colleagues, like, you know, how often do you pray for patients? And we were noticing that it was a very low percentage. So then I started asking my Christian colleagues, you know, how often do you pray for patients when you go? And it was like nearly 100%. And so I started personally, and we challenged each other, my Jewish CPE colleagues, like, we should maybe do more praying on behalf of our patients. Like, why do we pray so little? And honestly, I have found it to be extremely meaningful the more I try to incorporate prayer into my toolbox, so to speak, of visiting patients. So it is a very important aspect of it. So now let's go to the third. And then hopefully it'll be clear the point that I'm trying to make. The third aspect of Bikur Cholim, according to the rabbis, comes from another Gemara, another place in the Gemara, this time from Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara here says, V'yere Lav Hashem Be'ilunim Amrei, it's quoting in the Parshas Vayera, when Hashem visits Avraham after his Bris Milah, he says, V'hu Yasha Pesach Ohel Kechom Ayom, is in the heat of the day, Avraham sitting there, Mike Chomayom, what does it mean? You've seen the day. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Osa Yom Yom Shlishi Shal Mila Shal Avram Haya. It was the third day from his first Mila. Uva Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishoel Ba Avraham. He came to kind of ask how Avraham was doing. What does this mean exactly? There's a great piece from Rav Soloveitchik where he says there was two things that he did. We learn two things from this, and actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein says basically the same thing as this in Darash Moshe. So he says the first thing he says is we notice that it says Vayere Elav Hashem, that Hashem just simply appeared to Avram, and that was Bikur Cholim. That was what the Gemara in Sota says. So, but what did Hashem say to him? It doesn't say. It just, what did he do for him? It doesn't say. So the Rav says this is the message for us. Sometimes just coming to visit, just showing up, even if nothing is said or done, the mitzvah has been performed. The patient realizes that the visitor is, you know, is not a physician or there to administer medication or physically able to assist the patient, but at times the visitor is even unable to express the appropriate words of comfort. But they know that the visitor cares and sympathizes, and the point is, even if they are asleep and not aware, that's, you know, this is, I put this up in the sheet, the rush parish, the Torah says, Ubalami derech eretz sheyesh lo adam levakar cholat v'afilu lo yidaber imo davar. Even if you don't even talk to them, they even find that they're sleeping. It'll make them feel good just that you showed up. That's why a lot of times, you know, as chaplains, we will write like a note or something if we miss the patient, like just put it by their bedside. We just came to say hello. But the point is, it's just showing up, just that it makes the person feel good that someone cared. And the Rav goes on to point out, which I think is a very powerful point, that, you know, we know that the Gemara says, the Midrash says, that one of the three Malachim, the angels that appeared to Avram later, went on a mission to save Lot, Avram's nephew, from danger. But the problem is, we know that a malach is only assigned to one mission, never more. And so the standard answer is that the healing of Avraham and rescuing Lot was actually the same mission. But the Rav Soloveitchik adds another dimension. He says, no, caring for the relative of the patient is actually another way of helping the patient themselves. Because if anything happens to the relative, it will also affect the recuperation of the patient. Right, so taking care of the patient's children or their parents or their family, that's a form of Bikur Cholim as well, helping to make sure that they are comforted. And so what we see from this And the point that I wanted to bring out from this, actually, Rav Zilberstein makes a similar point in Chashuk Eichem, and I just thought he said it very nicely. He says, "Vinir lahasbir mishum da'afta ikat ta'amim lemitzvah." Even though there's many reasons that we've now seen for the mitzvah bikur cholim, b'chol zos chiyuv asiyasa hu kavua. The point is, we're just supposed to visit the sick. Ki'ilu ein la tam, as if there's no reason. Kivan she'atamim heim rak bi'urim lechiyuv mitzvah. These are just explanations of the mitzvah. Acha mitzvah tzrich le'asos b'lo shum tam. But we're supposed to do the mitzvah without any reason. Rak l'shem shemayim shetziva mitzvah. Just because Hashem commanded us to visit the sick, l'chein lo yachol liftor asmum mibikur cholim, we can't therefore say, "Oh, I'm not going to visit the sick." B'tayne she'ein yachol etzarich l'shimusho v'yachol yispala ba'atzmo. You can't say like, "Oh, the main purpose of the mitzvah is because it's to clean the room, as we saw, or to pray for them." You can say, "Oh, there's someone there to clean the room, and there's other people to visit the sick, or and there's other people to say prayers on their behalf. There's someone they said bikur cholim in shul already." No, we can't let it go. The point is simply to show up. And so what we see from this is that the mitzvah bikur cholim, the Tzitzel Eliezer says it beautifully, lefi kol anal shehizbar ad ko im ha-piska ha-kodemes nucha l'sakeim inyan mitzvah bikur cholim kedivrei ha-shalah. The way the shalah says it is to beguf v'nefesh u'memamon. What does that mean? Beguf ketzad yarutz v'yis'asek v'chol tracha l'hamtzi lo kol refuah sav v'chein yatrich begufo v'yeser trachav. We're supposed to, as we saw in the first, the Gemara says, look into the patient's needs. What do they need? And take care of their needs. U'benefesh, what does it mean spiritually? Ketzad yishpoch nafsho b'tchinos v'lispal Hashem yisbarach sheyishlach lo refuah shleimah. We're supposed to daven for the person, care for their spiritual needs, and you know, talk to them about spiritual, meaningful matters. Getting their affairs in order, so to speak. B'mamon ketzad, what does it mean financially? Liros im ein lachola mamon kol tzarcho lishtada lo ki tzarche acholim chem rubin. In other words, just taking care of their general needs and finding their emotional support. So what we see from this is that we saw from the Gemara above Metzia that checking after their well-being is that we have to make sure their needs are taken care of. Then we have to pray, and ideally doing all three. The Ramah brings it down to, the main thing was prayer to fulfill the mitzvah. But if we think about it, we all three come to a clear, you know, gather, a clear summary of what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to help a person get better and lessen their sickness on three levels. Number one, physical, their needs are taken care of. Number two, emotional, ask how they're doing, raise their spirits. And number three, spiritual, ideally praying in their presence. And so what we see from that is that these are just examples. The real mitzvah is thus to, you know, help the person who's sick to do better. And these are three ways to do it. If one has other ways, they could be required to do so. We saw that, you know, Torah Samincha says that it's conferring with the doctors to ensure the proper treatment. You know, that's part of it. Doing whatever we can to heal the person and encourage them to do tshuva. Like, look, I put it on the page here. We saw, for example, the Chavetz Chaim. It's also in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chavetz Chaim says, "Hamavakas achola roi lo shiyifakech b'tzarche achola beguf v'nefesh." What does it mean, b'nefesh? La'or also the tshuva shiyifashvesh b'masav, to help a person think about, you know, significant matters, life and death matters, to do tshuva, to repent. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's to cheer them up. I don't know if that means to tell them jokes, but it could be if it's appropriate. He says, "She'asur ligrom shum tsar la'chola v'yiru l'sameach levavo bechol hayachos," to cheer them up, to make them happy. And so these are all different ways of doing it. And the mitzvah is to help however we can, and that's why we should have confidence in our role when we are visiting the sick. Is that our role is to really help as a significant part of the healing. A person is a whole person, and the medical aspect is just one aspect. The physical, the spiritual, the emotional are also crucial aspects, and so they all need to come together. We should have confidence in our role, and our goals are lofty. It's really to help the person heal, and we do that in very significant and important ways through the mitzvah bikur cholim, which the rabbis for thousands of years were very profoundly in touch with and have been encouraging us, and we see that it can have an incredible impact. So that concludes the topic of the source of the mitzvah and the purpose of the mitzvah, and I'd love to hear, you know, your feedback and your reactions to that.
And I also love the fact of caring for the family of the patient. You're also caring for the patient.
Yeah, good point. And it's true, and you know, many have pointed out that it's not, the checking in is not just saying like, if you need anything, give me a call. But it's really trying to see what their actual needs are and how can I support them. There's a lot of great explanations of what that word bikur is. I love that bikur tia, that, you know, you had to, that a korban was told bikur, you had to check it out and investigate it. But I remember hearing once from Rabbi Norman Lamb that bikur comes from the word boker. It's like bringing a new light, a new dawn, a new, you know, a new perspective, and just bringing light and maybe optimism. But yeah, lots of ways to see that word bikur. And yeah, I agree. It's an important part of the mitzvah. Yeah, thanks for the comment. Okay, great. Well, in the merit of the doing the mitzvah bikur cholim and learning Torah, we should all be zoche to good health and fulfillment and nachas and joy to all of us. To have a great afternoon. Bye.